Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there's a lot riding on it for both teams, but, you know, for us in particular, just knowing that if we win, we can get in and to the playoffs and it'd be a new season. So I think everybody knows all the stakes that are at place and what a huge challenge is going to be to play a good Philadelphia team at home.
Hey, Jason, Donovan admitted last month that, you know, the pressure to get the team back on the right track led him to do, you know, maybe try too hard to make plays, made him press, and that's, you know, those three games where he struggled and then he got benched.
Right.
It seems like a similar thing happens in Dallas where you have a lot of media or fans talking about Tony's December record and how he plays down the stretch and not being able to win a playoff game. Do you sense that that makes Tony a little, you know, I mean, that's on his mind, it weighs on him a little bit when he's out there?
Well, you know, I'm sure it does at some point because all those quarterbacks that are successful, they feel like they have to carry the team, you know, and make plays and press sometimes. I think even for Tony, having missed those three games and us going 1-2 during that stretch, a little bit of a feeling of I got to put the team on my back and try to get us back in this hunt, you know. But some of that's Tony's greatest strengths, you know, some of that, the ability that he has to make plays on his own and you know, do some of that stuff. So you don't want to take away that too much. But, you know, I think Tony does a pretty good job of not letting all the distractions and all the outside stuff that goes on really affect his play. And just been unfortunate as a team. We haven't been able to pull things together as December comes.
How surprised were you by the way things unfolded last week? I mean, you lose your game and think, you know, the playoffs are a long shot. Then all of a sudden, the Eagles kind of give it back to you.
Right. Well, there was a lot of emotion that came over really a 12, 14-hour period from Saturday night. And I think as athletes and as players, to be able to control your own destiny, I mean, that's all you want, you know, and to feel confident. And for that to be taken away from us after losing to Baltimore, I mean, it's a tough feeling to know that all your work that you've put in this year to give yourself a chance in the playoffs now lies in the hands of other people, you know, and other teams. So, and then for it to come back to you so quickly with Tampa getting beat, it's just obviously an emotional game, and you know, you don't suspect that happening, but anything can happen in this game. And you know, we're just thankful that that happened, and now that we have an opportunity to control our own destiny somewhat. But we know how Philadelphia is going to play. I mean, they came here last year and beat us at the end of the year, and just so there are a lot of prideful players on that team, and they've controlled this division for a long time. So I think we understand that how tough of a game it's going to be.
You've played against the Eagles twice a year since 2003, so I mean, you've been in the same division. You know this team. You watch film. Is it hard for you? I mean, there's a chance that guys like Brian Dawkins and Donovan McNabb, who've been here for a decade, won't be here after this game. This could be their last game as Eagles, possibly.
Right.
Is it hard to imagine an Eagles team without guys like that?
Absolutely. I mean, I just think, you know, for the most part, since I've been, like you mentioned, since 2003, I mean, it's kind of been the Eagles division. I mean, they were the team to beat. I mean, obviously last year New York came on strong, but for the most part. So, and I think the backbone of that is Brian Dawkins being the emotional leader on defense, and you know, obviously Donovan, what he brings to the offense. So it, you know, when you think of the Eagles, that's what you think of, and that's the kind of team they have because of what those two guys bring. So to think of the Eagles without those guys, it's kind of mind-boggling just because that, in my mind, that's what that team's all about.
Why haven't the Cowboys won in December these last couple of years? What's been the major issue with that?
Yeah, well, I wish I knew and could put a stop to it, but